The purpose of this chapter is to lay your foundation for lifelong control over your weight, and that starts with what you eat. You'll see that this and the exercise chapter are some of the longest ones in the book. That's on purpose. These two subject matters are the cornerstones of successful weight loss, and it's my goal to teach you how to master and implement them in the easiest and most effective ways possible. I've always hated the word easy because I truly believe that nothing in life worth having is easy. But my goal here is to make your relationship with food and eating healthy easier, as easy as possible. In other words, there might be some sacrifice, but I've done my best to make it as effortless and painless as can be. Slim for Life's effectiveness relies on applying the proven science behind fast and lasting weight loss to your daily life. It's all digested throughout this book into strategies, tips, tricks, and secrets that allow you to lose weight without needing a mind-numbing education in biochemistry, tediously counting calories, or wasting hours in the gym. The lifestyle changes I'm suggesting ultimately will help you burn the most calories as quickly as possible without making you miserable and bored. Cracking the diet code, slim calorie habits. Live in the red. 3 points. The term red has a negative connotation when it comes to finances, but when it comes to calories and weight loss, it's key. You simply must burn more calories in a day than you consume. This book is designed to help you do this without hours of calorie counting and calculating. Fat is nothing more than stored energy. A calorie is a unit of energy. The energy you don't use gets stored in your body as fat. The obvious way to lose weight, despite whatever load of crap the diet charlatans tell you, is to eat less and move more. But that's not always as simple as it sounds, is it? We used to believe until very recently that we could calculate weight loss based on a simple equation. A pound equals 3,500 calories, so we need to create a 3,500 calorie deficit to lose a pound. For example, if you have 25 pounds to lose, then based on the 3,500 calorie theory, if you exercise and reduce your diet for a combined deficit of 1,000 calories a day, you should lose 25 pounds in about 12 weeks, 2 pounds per week. The most current research, however, published in 2011 in The Lancet, suggests that this rule of thumb is both a misnomer and misleading. Not only do some people lose weight faster than others, but the amount that people lose is not equal within the same time frame. The researchers in this study suggest that there are other factors at play that we hadn't previously thought were relevant. Age, height, weight, gender, body fat percentage, and resting metabolic rate. These count when it comes to estimating a truer calculation of calories used versus those taken in each day. To see what it will take you to lose weight calorie-wise in conjunction with the amount of activity you're willing to put in, the researchers have created a mathematical tool available to the public online. http://bwsimulator.niddk.nih.gov/. You simply go to this page and enter your personal information and the amount and intensity of training you're willing to do, and the simulator will ballpark for you how much you should be eating in a day. Try it. It's super cool. I used it during season 14 with our Biggest Loser contestants, and it worked like a charm. In the event you want to go a little more old school, we can get in the ballpark of what you're burning in a day right now with a pen and paper and a calculator. The first thing we'll do is calculate your basal metabolic rate, or BMR, the amount of calories your body uses for involuntary bodily functions. Basically, when you're asleep or at rest. Your BMR doesn't take into account the number of calories you burn from your daily activity, though. That's your AMR, or active metabolic rate. I'll get to that in a minute. The BMR formula uses the variables of height, weight, age, and gender to calculate the body's energy expenditure. The only factors it omits are lean body mass, the ratio of muscle to fat that a body has, and biochemistry. If you have hypothyroid, polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOS, insulin resistance, or estrogen dominance, there's no way for the BMR formula to read that. You need blood work and an endocrinologist to deal with these issues. Barring a hormonal disorder, however, this formula will be fairly accurate overall. One additional caveat. For very muscular people, it will slightly underestimate the calorie burn. And for those with a higher percentage of body fat, it will slightly overestimate it. Use the following BMR formula for your gender to calculate your BMR. In women, your BMR equals 655 plus 4.35 times your weight in pounds plus 4.7 times your height in inches minus 4.7 times your age in years. For men, BMR equals 66 plus 6.23 times your weight in pounds plus 12.7 times your height in inches minus 6.8 times your age in years. After you've run through these simple calculations and come up with your BMR, we need to then calculate your AMR.